KQED.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. One of the season's most suspenseful wildlife dramas is now taking place via webcam. Peregrine falcons were almost extinct by the 1970s. Now, much more prolific, two pairs of peregrine falcons in San Jose and San Francisco are carrying out their mating season under the gaze of thousands of observers, thanks to cameras placed near their nests and the internet. Amy Standen has more.
It's lunchtime in downtown San Francisco. A small crowd gathers on a pier along the Embarcadero. They're pointing binoculars back at the city's high-rises, searching the sky.
Looking for a falcon. Any falcon.
Well, not just any falcon. They're hoping to spot George and Gracie, a pair of peregrines first spotted in this area back in 2002 by this man, Neil Morse.
Yeah, there's one.
Morse is a criminal defense lawyer in San Francisco and an avid falcon watcher.
That bird looks like it's going to land on the building. Oh, there it is.
George and Gracie have given their fans plenty of drama these last few months. Recently, they produced an egg in their nest outside the 33rd floor of the PG&E building. But then they appeared to have abandoned it. Rescuers took that egg down last week to be hand-incubated by biologists in Santa Cruz. Back in March, Gracie laid three eggs on a precarious perch underneath the Bay Bridge. Falcon researchers rescued those eggs as well. David Gregoire is one of the observers out on the pier today.
It's kind of a daytime soap opera. You know, what will Gracie do? Is there another woman? Tune in tomorrow.
5 times a day, biologists use chopsticks to dangle quail meat into the open beak of George and Gracie's chick. This chick is the only survivor of the three eggs taken from the Bay Bridge. Janet Linthicum is a wildlife biologist for the Santa Cruz Predatory Bird Research Group.
The chick immediately raises its head up and opens its mouth and pulls food off, so chopsticks work just perfectly for that.
35 years ago, there were only 2 known pairs of peregrines in all of California. That's because of the pesticide DDT, which made the shells of peregrine eggs so delicate, they rarely hatched. DDT was banned in 1972. Linthicum and other biologists undertook an intensive captive breeding program. Now, the birds are thriving.
Their problem never was loss of habitat. They can nest in cities, they can nest just about anywhere that there's an abundance of birds for them to eat. So the only problem they really had was DDT. And once that problem started to go away, they've been able to rebound on their own pretty much.
Another prime example of the peregrine success story is taking place in San Jose. Here, 3 peregrine chicks hatched last weekend in a nest on the roof of City Hall.
There she is. She came back.
City attorney Yvette Lowen worked with local government to install the nest and a webcam. And now thousands of Silicon Valley workers are regularly watching the birds from their computers.
Not only are they extraordinarily beautiful birds, but to me they show what we can do. And, you know, it's something that we need to hang on to because we have to do a lot.
There are now about 250 nesting pairs of peregrine falcons in California. It's enough to make biologists feel confident that the peregrines will do just fine. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Learn more about peregrine falcons, including where to find the Bay Area's 2 falcon webcams, at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Ann S. Bowers, the Robert Noyce Trust.